It's a staple of downstate political campaigns. State government is taking our tax money and sending it off to Chicago. The truth, however, is just the opposite, and it's just one of the ways in which political scientist John Jackson has demonstrated that the beliefs of Illinois voters are often at odds with the facts of state spending. This story begins Monday on Metra's BNSF Railway, which stretches from downtown Chicago to Aurora in the far western suburbs.
A night of commuter chaos for thousands of Metra riders. Train problems caused major delays for the second Monday night in a row.
Some of these lines, particularly the BNSF, have had so many significant problems throughout the summer.
Metra says this time signal failures caused delays. The problems started during the evening rush, and that caused passengers to become upset here at Union Station.
In a general statement on its website, Metra says it's facing the worst financial crisis in its 33-year history, and it blames its deteriorating infrastructure in part on cuts in state spending. If you do manage to get a BNSF train out of Chicago, one of the stops you can make is in the town of Western Springs. The station happens to be just inside the legislative district of Illinois House Republican leader Jim Durkin, who earlier that very Monday was part of an anti-tax news conference organized by Governor Bruce Rauner's re-election campaign. In it, Durkin had tough words for what he called
more Democrat spending, which is the root evil and the root problem of all issues that we have in Springfield.
While Metra and other government entities are crying out for more money, Republicans and some Democratic legislators are saying no. This disconnect, this divide over how the government responds to competing and growing demands for money, is the fight that's dominated state politics for most of this century. Who should pay for government? How and where should that money be spent?
Are we getting our fair share out of state government? Do we get our cut of the pie? Everybody asks that of themselves, particularly if they're concerned about or up in arms about their tax bill.
John Jackson is a professor of political science at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
It's probably a more explosive question in Illinois because we have such a long standing divisive debate about regionalism, and that debate takes the form of Chicago, Cook County versus downstate. And downstate, that resonates because we firmly believe that we're not getting our fair share.
Jackson has spent years documenting what Illinoisans think they know about their state government. His latest research paper, written with John Foster, is called The Politics of Public Budgeting in Illinois. We often hear politicians, particularly when they're campaigning downstate, talk about not sending our tax dollars to Chicago and Chicago sucking up all the tax money in the state. What is the reality?
Well, the reality is just the opposite. Downstate does very well, actually. If you define fair share as getting a dollar back for every dollar sent to Springfield, the only two negative numbers are for Cook County and the five suburban counties, the collar counties. The collar counties actually get 53 cents back for every dollar they pay in. Cook County doesn't break even, but they get 90 cents back. Whereas downstate does quite all right. Central Illinois gets $1.87 back, and we in Southern Illinois do the best at $2.81 back for every dollar sent to Springfield. And that just debunks the legend that is out there, but a deeply ingrained part of our political culture.
Indeed, Jackson says without public universities, community colleges, and prisons, and the spending those institutions and their employees do in their communities, in Southern Illinois, there would be very little economic activity at all without the state. And in polling the Simon Institute has done, people seem to recognize the value of that state spending. During the budget impasse, one poll listed specific areas of state government spending and asked whether it should be cut. The people who responded overwhelmingly rejected cuts to schools, state universities, public safety, anti-poverty programs, and support for people with disabilities. Of course, Almost all of them also thought cuts should be at least part of the solution to Illinois' financial problems.
Well, we've had that finding consistently over 10 straight years of Paul Simon public polls, and that finding shows the incongruity of always wanting supposedly to cut programs and to, quote, cut waste and fraud, but waste and fraud is always someone else's program. When you look at it, political scientists call that disconnect, as symbolic conservatives and operational liberals. And that's the way the legislature has essentially acted and government in the state has acted. They wind up borrowing money and not paying the bills as a result of doing exactly what their constituents want.
That idea of symbolic conservatives and operational liberals reminds me of something a state senator told me years ago. It was Jeff Schoenberg, a Democrat from Evanston, who's since left the legislature. The governor at the time, Pat Quinn, had proposed closing a few state facilities, and downstate legislators were resisting.
They talk a good game about being fiscally conservative, but when it comes to closing a public facility that's underutilized or not cost efficient, they're like New Deal Democrats.
Well, the phrase is often they always want to show up at the ribbon cutting. Let me quickly add, this is also true of the United States as a whole. The Congress as a whole is doing what the people want. That is, they are giving us the programs, but not making this generation pay for them. They're putting the payment off.
You mentioned that you've seen these sorts of incongruities in the electorate, maybe misunderstandings, over a decade now. What does this mean for the enterprise of the people governing themselves in Illinois, for mass democracy?
Well, mass democracy has to depend ultimately on people being informed, and it'd be great if much of the debate were at least influenced by the facts. And so one of the reasons we did this study was to make sure that this argument is fact-driven, which it currently is definitely not. The whole question of what is reality is up for debate and up for grabs in the national scene. And I think that's a pernicious question for the future of mass democracy, which, after all, depends on an informed electorate.
All right. Well, on that optimistic note, John Jackson, thank you for speaking with me today.
Okay, Brian. Good to talk with you.
John Jackson is with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, where he's also an emeritus professor of political science. I'm Brian Mackey.